Welcome to the online ministry of Pacific Beach United Methodist Church, located in beautiful San Diego, California. Pacific Beach UMC is a member of the Reconciling Ministries Network and welcomes persons of all ages and backgrounds for worship, study, and service opportunities. More information can be found on our website at pbumc.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
I am Devin, and I will be reading from Galatians chapter 5, verses 22, 23, and 25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against things like this. If we live by the Spirit, let's follow the Spirit.
Hi, I'm Andrew, and I will be reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. When Pentecost day arrived, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound from heaven, like the howling of a fierce wind, filled the entire house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be individual flames of fire alighting on each one of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, and the Spirit enabled them to speak.
Thank you. I understand.
Thank you.
You're right. His card was meant. That doesn't make him meant.
So, part of our worship this morning thing is that we are incorporating things that the youth and the children of the church here did this summer. A couple of the things we did. One is Sierra Service Project, which is a mission project where we go off and fix homes or clean up in a community. This year we went to, where did we go? Stockton. help. It was the 40th anniversary of SSP. Sure. And SSP's mission is building faith and strengthening communities through service to others. Each year they have a theme. Normally it's based on one Bible verse, but because of their 40th anniversary, they had a special thing where they picked five key words. The words were, if you look at Jana's shirt, the words are rejoice, restore, reframe, reflect, and rejuvenate. And if you notice in our call to worship, we included all those words. But we had, you can say it, thank you. We had seven of us from PB go, one youth from Chapel of the Hills went, and half from here and half from Trinity. But we had a youth from Trinity go, and some of you might not know that Jess Hodge is the new youth leader at Trinity, so he also went.
But he goes here?
He goes here some and there some. We're also talking some about family, or we incorporated some of our summer camp program. We had 18 campers go to summer camp, and a lot of that is thanks to your generosity in that our church has a tradition of paying half automatically, so our campers can go, because camp is pretty expensive. So with your help, we were able to send 18 campers to camp. And we also had seven staff members participate at the camps. And this year's camp theme was Living in the Spirit. And when I asked the kids when we were planning this worship what they remembered about summer camp, the biggest thing they seemed to remember was the gifts of the Spirit, which is what was incorporated in that skit that they did. So that's why we have that, reflecting gifts of the Spirit. And then also, we talked about how the Holy Spirit is God in each of us.
I'm Cameron, and I'll be reading the scripture, Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith toward God.
Hi, I'm Amberlyn, and this summer I had the opportunity to attend U2015 in Orlando, Florida. And the theme of this year's conference was to go on, meaning to put your faith into action. We attended interactive workshops designed to give us the opportunity to explore acts of piety and mercy. And we were challenged to go on to our own churches full of passion and ideas to live out our faith back at home. And this trip was a very valuable experience, which helped me grow my Christian beliefs. So thank you.
Hi, I'm Jana, and Youth 2015 was quite a fun journey. We might have had some wild rides before the convention, but the convention itself was a ride as well. Like any other kid, I was totally looking forward to Universal Studios and Disney World much more than the convention. But after that fun was over, the fun that was Youth 2015 began. I was beyond overwhelmed when I first stepped into the hall of worship that worship was being held in. My mind was totally all over the place, and I thought I was going to faint. Well, would you blame me? There were 4,500 people there. It was way too much to take in at once. Worship happened in the mornings and after dinner. There was a band called the Wayne Kerr Band that performed every service. They sang Christian rock and were overall pretty cool people. I had the chance to meet the lead singer, and he was actually really nice. There was also a different speaker every night. There was one speaker that really stuck out to me. To this day. She was a pastor from South Carolina who spoke about evil people and being able to love those people. Also, about how hating people won't accomplish anything. She spoke about how the Charleston shooting that had happened recently was affecting her and those around her, and how it was committed by evil people. She was so passionate about what she was saying, and I believe she drove a new understanding into all of us in the room about love and forgiveness and just the world. She changed my thinking for sure and impacted me and my thoughts so much. Worship had many other really fun aspects, such as guest singers, a recurring morning speaker, and many interactive activities. I liked the vibe of the whole thing. Everyone was jumping and laughing and having fun, which made the whole experience better.
On June 19th, 2015, I left for an amazing journey. Once I got to the convention, I realized what an awesome opportunity this was. So now I'm going to share some of the information I got from the seminars I took. I got to go to a seminar about disabilities. I learned that one of the first steps of acceptance is to understand and learn about it. We should all learn to have acceptance because we are all one big puzzle. No one is disabled. They are just differently able. So always strive to have compassion for everyone. I also had a chance to go to a workshop about selfies. I think most of us know what a selfie is. Pastor Bob every Sunday even says, check in with your social media and tell them you are in church. And some of us think, let's take a church selfie. But why do we desire to take selfies? Does it make us feel different about ourselves? Does it change our image or how others see us? And most importantly, how God sees us? When God sees a bad picture or a bad selfie of us, he doesn't say, she does not look very good, so she's not an example of Christ. When God sees you, does he see Christ? So now every time you take a selfie, ask yourself, does everyone, even God, see Christ in me?
Hi, I'm Kehlani, and this summer I attended Youth 2015 as well. Youth 2015 was a huge learning experience for me. At Youth 2015, I chose to venture out and attend many different workshops than everyone else. A workshop that I found interesting was one on the United Methodist Social Principles. Learning about the social principles let me discover the church's stance on many different topics. Because this workshop was set up as a debate, I learned that youth from across the country had different ideas and that church is not the same in all parts of the country. I also attended a workshop about the United Methodist Committee of Relief. I learned about all the great things the committee does, such as responding to Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago. The workshop also held a mock disaster where groups of youth planned what we would do in case of a storm. There were many different struggles, such as if you wore open-toe shoes, you were not allowed to leave your seat. And if your phone was under 50%, you can't use your phone. This was an amazing experience because living in San Diego, California, I haven't had to deal with a disaster yet. But overall, in conclusion, Youth 2015 was very fun, and I learned so much more about the United Methodist Church.
So I was extremely privileged to be able to take these four youth across the country to this conference. And like they mentioned, there were in worship, there was 4,500 people. There were 5,000 people there, about 5,000 people overall at this conference. So it was really amazing. The theme of the conference, or before, where they said go on, has to do with John Wesley's message about going on to perfection. And we talked about works of mercy and works of piety. If you want to know what those are, come talk to me at the picnic later. They're on my shirt. Part of the conference included, there were some other things that were included. There was a prayer station that was open. There was a prayer room that was open all the time. But they actually had different times during, well, at the same time during the day, every hour. So if it was 11:22, you could go in the prayer room and they were going to talk about one of the prayer stations. At 3:22, they would talk about a different prayer station. So it was always on the 22s. They had prayer stations, which were kind of fun and overwhelming. They had some that were more artistically creative, where there was watercolor, clay. There was mandalas, if you know what those are. They had one that had you look at music and prayer. They had one that I was interesting because I'd never really done this before. For remembering your baptism, they also had it be a soaking prayer. So as you remembered your baptism and read all this stuff, your hands were actually in the water the whole time. And so your hands would be in the water for a good, like, 5 minutes while you did the whole prayer station. And that was sort of interesting to think of that, especially in the Methodist Church where we normally just do the little sprinkle on the head baptism. They had a prayer station that dealt with candy, but honestly, I didn't make it in the prayer room for a couple days. So by the time I got there, that one was gone, whatever. There was no more candy. They had one where you light candles. They had a labyrinth. And they had a prayer bead station. They also had a silent hike, instructions on going on a silent hike. It had stuff you could read and reflect on if you wanted to, or just be quiet. But one of the things that was interesting is they encouraged you to walk around the display hall and stuff while you were on your silent hike. So like to actually go where people were and practice being quiet. And that was kind of an interesting thing. Part of the conference also had to do with, since it was acts of or works of mercy and piety, had some mission projects. It's not all churches are as cool as this one, and give lots of opportunities for youth to participate in mission. And so there were some opportunities there. One was cleaning and sorting potatoes that went to a local food pantry. And we were going to do that one, but the kids got out of it because we gathered with all the youth from CalPAC conference instead so that we can learn more about the connectional system. We got together with our fellow delegates that were there from other churches in CalPAC conference. There was a stuffed animal one. And people brought new stuffed animals. And then there was a day where groups went in and wrote notes to go with the stuffed animals and prayers. And those are given to first responders. So there's people that go and respond to emergencies. And when there's kids that are distraught and need something, they have these stuffed animals to give them. There was a walk that was a 5K. and it was for water awareness, and that taught the youth that participate on it how far some people actually have to walk every day to get water. That's a common distance. 3 to 5K is a very common distance for a lot of people in parts of the world to have to go fetch water and carry it back to their homes. So the youth went and some of the kids walked on a 5K to learn about that. The one that we did participate in was dehydrated meals. And there was went in this room, it was kind of overwhelming, a couple hundred people. We all had to put on hairnets. So we got some like funny pictures of us in hairnets. But we worked in different stations, and there were people putting rice in the bags, and then dehydrated vegetables and a little packet of seasons that also had some vitamin stuff in it. And then they would pass them over, and people would weigh it, and if it wasn't the right weight, they'd add a little more rice. Then they would pass it to us, and then we were on the thing the girls were a little afraid of, and we had to seal them shut with this hot iron thing. And we closed them shut and then passed them to the next table, who packaged them in the boxes. But in an hour, with the amount of people that we had working together in that fashion, we ended up packaging 50,000 meals in an hour that will be shipped off. So so it was really very awesome to be able to participate in that big of an event. And really, I encourage you to ask the kids what things they participated on and ask them about them, because there's other workshops and stuff that we learned that we don't have time to tell you all of them right now.
Hello, I'm Jacob, and I just have a little story about camp that I'm going to share with you. It was Sunday night, so this is the first night. We're all still meeting each other, and we were in family group, and our youth leader asked us to close in prayer. Who wants to close in prayer? And obviously, no one raised their hand because we're all shy still, and we haven't met each other yet. And so his next question was, who likes chocolate? And I fell for that one. Raise my hand. I was the only one. Raise my hand. So I volunteered to pray without knowing it. And so I had no idea how to publicly pray. Zero, our leader, gave me this small little card with chicken scratch writing from Matt, our dean, who is going to teach us later in the week a simple 5-step prayer process. I just got it early. And so, it's a really easy way to do like a good-sounding public prayer. It's not the only way to pray, but it's if you ever feel like you really need some, it's always going to sound good. It's nice and easy to make up. Here it goes. You start off by introducing God. So, dear God is fine. We use many creative monikers at camp. And then the next step is thanking for past graciousness. So, just like, thank you for bringing us all here today, etc. And then the next step is that we ask for something. So, for example, we ask that we have a fun Sunday picnic today. So something for the future. And then the next step, which is, in my opinion, the most important step, is so that. So you it's connected to the sentence where you ask for something. And the so that is explaining really why that's important to you, and why it's important to all of us, and why it's going to make you grow and help you. And then you conclude it with Amen. So Joey will show us the style.
Hello, my name's Joey. I'll be reading the prayer that Jacob wrote. So could you guys please join me in an attitude of prayer? Dear author of life, thank you for these awesome summer experiences in which we learn and grow as people. Thank you for Youth 2015, where we explored our faith with peers from across the country. Thank you for Church Camp, where we reunited with old friends and made new ones while learning about the Holy Spirit within all of us. Thank you for the Sierra Service Project, where we work to help others and bring our love to them, as well as expressing our authentic selves. Thank you for PBUMC, where we are welcomed as we are and encouraged to grow stronger in our faith and relations to one another. We ask that we hold these times of joy and enrichment in our hearts for the rest of our lives so that we may pass the Spirit on to others. We pray that we continue our growth in faith and life as we enter the school year, and that we may participate in these rejuvenating events next year so that we can relive and renew our love each summer. We pray that everyone here also experiences your loving grace of acceptance and finds moments to rejuvenate their spirit in connection to you.